If you want to become a physical therapist, please stop asking for the wrong advice from the wrong people.
Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we help you get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. Our goal with these episodes is to give you clarity, confidence, and control over your ability to get into your dream schools as a future physical therapist. So if that's you, you're on the right podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode and other episodes, be sure to share them out with other friends, other pre-PT friends who you believe would value every single episode. We're here to help you get one step closer to your dream. And before we start this episode, we want to give you access to some of our best resources to help you get accepted into PT school despite having low GPAs, previous rejections, GRE struggles, and more. So go to www.ptschoolacceptance.com and we will take care of you from there. Have a blast listening to this particular episode. And if you enjoy it, be sure to share it out with other friends who you believe would value it as well.
It's a mistake that many of us make. It's very easy to make, but I want you to understand why this is important. Let me first of all start off with the fact that it'll cost you an acceptance letter. It'll cost you years of applying. It'll cost you money. It'll cost you stress. It'll cost you sleep. And those are things that I certainly don't want to lose those things as a student. And so neither should you. I want to share that with you just because this is a huge mindset shift with a lot of the clients that we work with, because they've typically had certain people they go to for advice, not realizing that that advice sometimes is good, many times is actually taking them off path, and I'll explain why, and then I'll help you reshift where you get guidance from so that you can get into physical therapy school efficiently, quickly, without wasting as much money or time or stress, and you'll be well on your way to becoming a doctor of physical therapy and living out your dream. Is that cool? Before I dive in, my name is Joseph Skugi. I am a doctor of physical therapy. I'm also one of the co-founders of Pre-PT Grind, where for years we've helped students just like yourself get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. And we do so because we love the profession, but more importantly, there's a lot of students that just struggle with getting into school, and they are led to believe that maybe it's not meant to be. I can't tell you how many students have told us, oh yeah, I tried to get in. I applied 2 years in a row, or I applied 3 years in a row, I didn't get accepted. Maybe it's not meant to be, right? It's this belief that maybe this path that I've been on was the wrong path, which is not true at all. And typically when we worked with those students, they were always able to get into PT school once we figured out what was actually in the way of them getting accepted. And for many of them, they were getting guidance from the wrong people. And so I'm gonna break that down for you. And then of course, if you find value in this, one, please let me know in the comments below what this episode says to you. And then more importantly, please share this out with other students that you believe would value this episode and have them follow our platform. And we literally have content on every platform you can think of, social media, everything. We got you, because our job is to help you get into your dream career. So let's get to work. All right. So stop taking the wrong advice from the wrong people. So let's first of all delineate who the wrong people are and what the wrong advice is. Is that cool? So the wrong people are, number one, and it's going to surprise you, but maybe it won't. The wrong people are, number one, school advisors. Right? Because a school advisor typically has not been in your shoes before, and they're giving you advice based off of what they've been told to tell you. And they're usually going to be the first to tell you, especially if your grades are not that great, they'll usually tell you, have a backup plan. Think of something else just in case. In fact, that's one of the reasons why Pre-PT Grind even exists, because five of my friends were told that by our mutual advisor, and they decided to quit on the profession. And that's the moment that things shifted for me. I was like, wait a minute, how am I going to put my entire career in the hands of someone that has never felt what I'm feeling, has never desired becoming a physical therapist, has never become one? So they don't understand why I'm fighting so hard for it. And so I was like, yeah, I got to do things differently. And that led down a path that has now turned into Pre-PT Grind. The second group of people is family. Right. And don't get me wrong, like, I'm very close with my family as well. But I'm talking about in relation to things that they don't already know. So if your family members have not been on this path before, then they're typically giving you advice based off of what they know. It just might not help. And many times it doesn't. So a lot of times when we're getting advice from parents or relatives or whatnot that don't understand this journey, it's a very unique journey. They'll also be the ones telling you, have a backup plan. That's a common narrative. Whenever people can't tell you what to do next, or they don't know how to help you navigate through obstacles, whether it's the GRE or grades or past rejections, they always say, maybe it's not meant to be. Have a backup plan. Figure out something else. Maybe you're meant to be in another career path when you know, you and I both know that this is what you want to do. You like, okay, quick commercial break. Take a brief second and grab a piece of paper and ask yourself, are there other careers that I want more than becoming a physical therapist? And if there are, then please go do those. I'm glad you got your clarity today. But if you're like, no, this is what I want to do, then great. Let's lock in on it. There should be no reason for us to consider another career. It's just the fact that we've been taking advice from people that don't know how to help us get over those major hurdles. Does that make sense? And then the third group of people is actually physical therapists. You didn't see that one coming, did you? So physical therapists, mainly because, and don't get me wrong, obviously we're physical therapists, but let me give you some context as to what I mean. I'm talking about advice from a physical therapist based off of only their own experience. So here's why. And I've seen this trip up a lot of students before, which has led to the same narrative of find a backup career, pick something else. And so let's say you have a low GPA. Let's say we've had students with GPAs as low as a 2.4. So let's go with that. So I have a 2.4 overall GPA, and I am shadowing a physical therapist that had a 4.0 or a physical therapist that had a 3.9. So if I'm asking that physical therapist, hey, what was your GPA? Hey, what was your GRE score? Hey, what did you do to stand out? They're gonna tell you based off of what they think help them stand out. Most people never really know unless they've learned the art of how to actually get accepted. And most people are like, I did a bunch of hours. I had a lot of volunteer experiences. They're going to tell you what they think helped them stand out when sometimes it actually isn't what helps students stand out. But also follow this part. This person has a 3.9 GPA and this student here has a 2.4. Their storylines are so different, right? So the advice should not be coming from someone that was at a 3.9. It should be coming from a blueprint of what have other 2.4 GPA students done in order to stand out. It's a very different path. And that's also where people get tripped up. Are you following? And so that's the biggest piece that I want you to understand is those are the wrong people to take all advice from. Because when we blindly follow someone who has never been on the path and doesn't understand what we've been through, then that's usually where we get stuck. I hope this is making sense so far. And so now here are some examples of the wrong types of questions to ask the wrong people, right? So the wrong types of questions are questions like, what were your grades? It's especially to a physical therapist, or how many observation hours did you have? Or how many observation hours do you think I should have? Another one is, what was your GRE score if you're asking a physical therapist? So now we're comparing something that might not actually be matching up properly. Is this making sense? And here's the biggest reason why this is very important is because if you take the wrong advice from the wrong people, it'll lead you into two categories. One category is it'll actually make you feel worse about your situation, which will lead you to spiral harder, get you in your own head, overwhelmed. Now you're more likely to quit on your dream, the dream that you know you want. Or on the other side, you get a false sense of security, or a false uninflated ego is probably another way to say it. You feel good about your situation when in reality, there's things that you should actually be working on if you want to stand out. So if I just feel good about my situation, but it's not really putting me in a position to actually stand out to schools, is that really helping me? Are you following, right? So please, if that's the path that you've been on, well, let this training be the thing that helps you completely flip that around starting today, okay? Now, what is the solution to this? Where do we get advice from? Who do we get guidance from? So the best way to get guidance is avoid opinions. So the way we teach our clients is an opinion is when someone gives you advice based off of their story alone, right? Because my own experience, and that's typically how family members give us advice or how another physical therapist might give us advice. But if I'm using my own opinion, then it doesn't have enough context to really be the best path for you. Does that make sense? So if you're going to get guidance, find someone or a group of people that have helped students that are in the exact same situation as yours over and over again. Because what that does is it now allows you to follow a blueprint that is proven, that has been tested from multiple different scenarios. So for example, like with our team, because we've had tons of students with low GPAs, whenever someone gets on a call with our team to want to join one of our programs, we're like, oh yeah, of course we know how to do it. And we'll tell them, here's what's worked, here's the blueprint, here's what we have to look at. And then, but the other part too is they have to, number one, be someone that has helped lots of other students in the exact same situation. But number two, they also understand what really matters, which is how the schools actually decide. The biggest issue when it comes to applying to PT school is most of us assume or think we know what the school wants instead of just finding out from the school what they actually value and how they prioritize applications. How do they actually decide who's going to be in their program? And most of us have that wrong. And if we can learn, if you're learning from someone, find someone that actually understands the game and is able to be like, I know exactly how the school decides, which means that I know exactly where our energy and time and effort needs to go in order to make you a strong applicant. If you do that, it'll completely collapse down the amount of time you have to spend. You won't be as stressed. You will not be confused. You won't be lost. And you'll know exactly what your next best move should be. That's exactly how most students should feel. Unfortunately, most students feel like they're applying with a blindfold on. They're shooting in the dark. And so that does not have to be you. And so if you don't feel confident in yourself right now as an applicant, this is where to start. Start with figuring out who can I get help from that has done this multiple times before, but is also able to help me understand what's going on in the mind of the schools themselves, because that is massive. And if you don't have someone like that, we got you. This is what we do. So here's what I want you to do. If you're like, yeah, okay, like, Joseph, how do I get started? Go to this link. Go to acceptanceguides.com and we will give you some free resources to get you started right now. And then, of course, our team will even reach out to you to see where you're at in your journey and also how we can help you navigate through that. But we're not doing it based off of opinions. We're doing it based off of proven strategy that has seen hundreds of students that have been in the exact same position as you also get into PT school. And if you're new to our platform, currently, 92% first time acceptance rate is what we're at, right? After the last 7+ years. It works, right? But you don't have to feel like you're guessing. You don't have to feel like you're shooting in the dark. You don't have to feel like you have to take advice from someone that's giving you an opinion or has never been in your shoes before, because that will leave you lost. That's it. I hope this was helpful to you. Acceptanceguides.com. And of course, if you found value in this, first, please let me know in the comments below, what did this episode say to you? And then, of course, share this out with someone else who you believe needs to hear this episode. Let's get it. Have an amazing one. We'll talk soon. Bye.
What is up, guys? You've been listening to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we don't just help you get into PT school, but our mission is to make you the best physical therapist you can possibly be. And I have a quick question for you. Did you enjoy this episode? And if you did, I want to ask a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread our message of helping pre-PTs get into physical therapy school without wasting time and money is if you rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast. What this basically does is tell the platforms out there that we're on is that you like our stuff, that we're doing something right, and that we're bringing value to you all, our audience. So if you could take about 3 seconds out of your day to rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast and tell your friends about Pre-PT Grind, we would be forever, forever grateful to all of you. So thank you again for listening to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. We will see you on the next one.